Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Thursday, going to be cloudy, cooler, high only near 50 for today. Around southeast Wisconsin, the temperatures are a bit cooler. Starting things out in Kenosha, we are at 43 degrees, 42 in Burlington, 44 in Milwaukee, also 43 in Racine. Well, he was wearing a wetsuit, he had on a life jacket, he had his cell phone with him, and he was otherwise fine, but a man on a jet ski on Lake Michigan called 911 because the machine stopped working as he was about 2 miles from shore off Racine. That got the fire department out to the 5th Street boat ramp area, but without a more specific location out on the lake. The jet skier indicated he could see the courthouse, but it took a little bit of time for rescuers in a boat to find him. Once on board, the jet ski was towed into shore, and there was a cancellation call made to the Coast Guard office in Kenosha, which had also started to respond. Some additional help is being made available from 3 until 6 o'clock this afternoon at the Kenosha Transit Center for displaced residents of a fire and smoke-damaged apartment building. The Red Cross teaming up with 10 nonprofits, creating a one-stop shop to help the victims get back on their feet. That 20-unit building on 50th Street, believed to have been home to some 60 residents. Roughly 24 have received overnight sheltering help, along with food, that in the Bradford High School Fieldhouse. It could take weeks, though, to make the necessary repairs at that building. It's owned by a couple out of Beach Park, Illinois. The work is to include smoke detectors and a working fire alarm system, both found to be lacking with the fire on Monday. It's a plea from a Kenosha landlord to forgive thousands of dollars in reinspection fees for not making mandated repairs to a property that he owns, but it fell on deaf ears at this week's city council meeting. Wadsworth, Illinois resident Samuel Hood owns the building in the 5400 block of 25th Avenue. He admitted to Alderman that he failed to update his home address when he moved, and many of the letters that he was sent went unopened. He still wants to fix up the building. Alderman Steve Bostrom, though, urging his council colleagues not to let Hood off the hook in this particular case.
I sat in finance and I listened to the discussion. And I listened to the owner of these properties talk about how one of the buildings was absolutely destroyed by his tenants. And if you've heard me say it once, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Inferior properties attract inferior landlords that beget inferior tenants that wreck a freaking neighborhood.
The council rejected the proposal to reduce the outstanding reinspection fees by half if the work was done by August 1st. Instead, they voted to cut $130 off the total amount. The reason? A letter with a typo in the address. Kenosha police looking into a repair scam that is similar to one that was reported earlier this month in Caledonia. In the Kenosha case, a friend of the homeowner was visiting and started asking questions about this repairman's story. Well, it was enough to make the man leave and not come back. The suspect in the Kenosha case described as either a white or Hispanic male in his later 30s to early 40s with a thin build. In Caledonia, the Hispanic male approached a man outside of her home with a story about how his father had put the roof on her home several years ago, but now it needed to be repaired. Even though it had been replaced just last fall, the woman still allowed the man into the home and later was determined that money had been taken. Again, law enforcement urging everybody be wary of anybody offering unsolicited repairs. Report any suspicious activity. IRS has a warning. The public needs to be aware of a new email phishing scam. That story from John Stolness.
If you work in your company's payroll or human resources department, and you get an email from what appears to be the CEO or some other high-level executive of your company, think twice before responding. The IRS has issued an alert to payroll and human resource departments, warning them to think twice about responding so quickly to an email that appears to be from higher-ups, asking for a long list of W-2 files via PDF format. The IRS says to watch out for keywords like W-2, PDF, quick review, ASAP, updated list, full details, and kindly. The IRS said this is just the latest in a surge of phishing schemes in which crooks try to get a hold of W-2 and Social Security information in order to file fraudulent tax returns, giving criminals an over-the-top refund. John Stolness, Washington.
And a Racine man accused of causing a serious crash at Highway 20 and 90th Street Monday evening appeared in court yesterday. 20-year-old Christopher Hetzler charged with use of a vehicle with a controlled substance in his blood that caused great bodily harm, plus misdemeanor counts of possessing marijuana and drug paraphernalia. The accident witnessed by a Mount Pleasant police officer responding to another call. A preliminary hearing for Hetzler is scheduled for next Wednesday. A passenger in Hetzler's truck after the impact had to be extricated and was taken up to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life. The ongoing signage criteria dispute between the City of Racine and Regency Mall about amended guidelines to accommodate the facility's changing focus, well, that may be coming to a successful conclusion in the next few weeks. City Plan Commission hearing from Interim Development Director Matt Sadowski, who explained the mall just submitted the information requested long ago by the city, but it still needs to be analyzed.
They appear to be in a similar structure as the current standards, but we need to go through them to determine the details, just what's the impact of what they're proposing.
Not having the mall's new signage guidelines has also affected progress with the sign that was proposed by Ross Dress for Less. Sadowski says the resolution, though, could be getting closer.
Been taking a look at trademark issues and also the original development agreement for the mall. And so I think on both fronts we're making progress. So we should have a resolution to this by the next Plan Commission meeting.
The Plan Commission has denied recent sign requests exceeding the existing standards at the mall. Development staff, though, has kept working with the affected businesses on compromise solutions. The Kenosha Area Business Alliance doing a labor market analysis, the data collected to help CABA, its partners, and local employers in trying to attract and retain talent. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Anyone who works in Kenosha County is being invited to take the online survey, which is part of a study for CABA and its regional partners to help them better understand the region's workforce, whether they are happy with their jobs and what it entails, how do they travel to work, how they feel about working in Kenosha County. The survey takes about 10 minutes to finish, and the results will be compiled by the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. A link to the survey is on the CABA website, kaba.org. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And a cheese made in the U.S. finally wins at the World Championship Cheese Contest held in Madison for the first time in 30 years. The Wisconsin State Journal says it's a smear-ripened hard cheese produced in Monroe by Fitchburg-based Emmy Roth USA. It was named Best in Show among almost 3,000 entries from around the world. Tim Omer, the president of Swiss-owned Emmy Roth USA, quoted saying, "Our cheesemakers in Monroe, Platteville, and Schulzburg are killing it every day," which means they're doing a good job. All total, Wisconsin cheeses won 38 gold medals at the competition, which included almost two dozen countries and 31 states. WRJN.com, that is our webpage, and our newscasts are there whenever you want. Look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.
I'm sorry.